Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter. Today I'm speaking with Francis Briere, the mayor of Nation Municipality, and he's going to talk to us about the commercial development that's going on in Limoges. You have been granted an additional 200 acres for commercial development in, is it a commercial or industrial?
It's either. They call it trade and industry.
Trade and industry, right.
So, yeah. So anyways, thanks for having me again. So basically in the last official plan, there's been some lands that in the, off of Calypso Road going east towards Innovation Park, which is our new industrial park. They've switched those lands into trade and industry. And basically, we're very happy. We're ecstatic, actually, that that in the last plan, they permitted this to happen.
So, and you've got your industrial park now, the Innovation Park,
it's
I think you said?
It's called Innovation Park.
Okay, and this, but there's an additional 200 acres being added to that,
that's
right?
That's correct. So the original phase, which is about, it's about 2 years old now or so. Mm-hmm. The initial phase was about 50 acres or so. And then what was, I guess, adjacent or stuck to it was 200 acres that belonged to the United Counties. We did a,
that they owned?
They owned it at the time. And essentially, we did an exchange of land with paving a road and some services. So since the Nation Municipality ended up with the, ended up owning up those 200 acres, now we're in full development mode on
and
that.
And what was that land being used for before?
It was basically forest. It was forestry. Mm-hmm.
This brings up the issue of loss of forest in Eastern Ontario, which has been significant, put it that way.
Right.
According to South Nation, I forget the number, but the forest cover in the area is going down a lot. And forests are, they're not just a bunch of trees, they're whole ecosystems, right? So is any consideration being, is there going to be buffers? Is there going to be anything to help protect wildlife? Is there going to be, are you going to keep wetlands open or?
Again, not in that area. Like when it comes from the perspective of for the trees and things like that, not in that area, but we are protecting a lot more to the east where we have lots of forested areas and things like that.
And by protecting, what do you mean?
Well, we're zoning it properly and we're encouraging landowners to keep it in as forested areas.
Are you doing anything, any kind of incentive to landowners?
Yeah, I think they're, again, I'm kind of new to the tax, like as far as the taxes go, from my understanding. Well, not necessarily new, but when it comes to that perspective, because this is a question that has come.
Right, because there's the municipal something tax incentive program,
there is tax breaks that go towards the landowners that keep it in forested areas.
But it's not a lot of money.
Again, I can't speak to that, intimately, because I'm just
wondering if now that you're going to have all this new tax money coming in, if you can do something, do something to maybe set aside some land deliberately to be protected in perpetuity or something like that.
And again, I think with we work closely with South Nation as well. It's too funny that we're talking about this because they had a presentation at council recently. They just spoke of the programs that are coming and that we can work with them going forward. And I think the Nation Municipality, I know from my perspective, we're always going to work closely with South Nation going forward to make sure that all these things are protected, for sure. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, it's difficult. And I'll say as you go, our municipality is so diverse. You're going from a lot of agricultural land, a lot of open space in the east, to much more urbanized areas and as you get closer to the city of Ottawa. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing quite a bit of our trees being cut down. I can't deny that, and I'm not going to run away from that. But I think it's just a byproduct of development.
Well, part of it too is, I know farmers in Russell Township have taken down hundreds and potentially thousands of acres of forest because they can't buy farmland because the farmland's been eaten up by development.
Right.
So it's been, according to MPAC, for instance, when they're assessing properties for tax purposes, they say that they go by farmer to farmer sales. And that's just reasonable because it's just agricultural and there's no other factors.
Right.
But realistically, the reason farmland has gotten so expensive, that it's unaffordable, is because there isn't any available because the farmland's being eaten up by other things. So then they are taking their forest down and draining their wetlands and doing all these other things because right. there's no other land.
Hmm. Well, interesting. Again, I as far as we're concerned, we at the Nation Municipality, we're partners with South Nation, like I said. Mm-hmm. We and again, it's the official plan that determines where that land gets used. Like, I think we're in line with what I'll call it the experts say, as far as the South Nation goes, as far as keeping trees and all the wetlands and things like that. We follow their lead. But again, like I said, I think it's just a byproduct of development and growth. It's one of those things that you got to keep a close tab on it, make sure that we don't get too aggressive.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it?
It is. I think it's going to be a question that comes up more and more every time an official plan is adopted.
Oh, man, yeah. It's been... Those official plans are hot news right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, the province got very aggressive. They see it in such a way that, like I said, if...
Well, they see it from Toronto's point of view.
I agree a little bit. And it's sometimes met with frustration as far as being mayor of the Nation Municipality. But I'll say our local representative, he's got a good pulse on what our needs are in this area. And I think he conveys those messages well in Toronto. But again, we're a small fish in a big pond over there,
yeah.
and so it's tough, you know, it really is.
Like, so. Do they even know we're here?
Yeah. Well, again, I think everybody's attempting, like again, Mr. Sadazai is attempting the best he can with the voice he's got, and like I said, I respect enormously what he's been attempting to do for us in this area. He's a good man.
So thanks again for coming in.
No problem.
Much appreciated. This is Candace Vetter on Local First. I'm speaking with the mayor of the Nation Municipality, Francis Briere, about the commercial development in trade and industry development in the area. This is CJRO Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.